Zach Thompson.
Jack David Frimston.
Well, Jonathan, that's your middle name, if anybody wanted to know. It's another episode of Trench Tips, the little brother of We Have a Meeting podcast, where we give you tangible, actionable takeaways so you can get better at sales. One thing that I want to talk about today, Zach, is it's all very well knowing the best cold call opener.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the opposite of an opener? It's a closer. It's closing. Let's have a conversation about closing. So closing is a funny one, because if you're from the school of Jordan Belfort or Samuel Leach, you'll probably get something that's very like, I'm going to twist your arm. I'm going to get it over the line. I'm going to be very assumptive with it. Now, being assumptive, I don't think is a bad thing, but being assumptive at the right time, I think is really, really important. There are lots of salespeople that don't get the right energy or gut feel, and they'll go, right, okay, have you got your credit card there? Mate, give it a rest with that hard close. So let's talk about closing. The biggest problems, especially when you're on a cold call, so we're going to talk about it from this element today. You're having a conversation. The conversation's going well. They're giving you problems. They're giving you examples. We're talking about some of the impacts, okay? We get to the end. If you do the close the right way, you're not saying, can we, should we, sit down, I want to put some time in your diary to have a meeting. You're not saying anything like, I want you to meet my head of insert job title here. If you're doing it the right way, you're probably saying something like, well, look, would it be ridiculous to sit down and explore it further? Blah, 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 blah. But a lot of the time when you try to close or you try to book a meeting, the prospect will say different things. So it could be, I just want to see an email first. I don't really have time at the moment. It's not a priority at the moment, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anything else that they might say at that point, Zach?
What do you actually do? What happens next? How does it work? All those types of things that are very, like, the pressure's back on you as the salesperson.
Mm. Yeah. So lots and lots of questions. So I don't like you, and I don't like to sing your praises, but we have a meeting exclusive. You have created, can I say that?
Created, sure.
We sat down with the lawyers in London for two straight days.
2 days.
Went back and forth. We didn't know if we were going to get it over the line. But you've invented a new close.
I've invented a new close. And I know this is something that means something else in some sales circles, but I think it makes more sense here. So I'm going to steal it. It's called the trial close. That's what I'm going to call it.
The trial close.
And one of the magical words in sales is the word if. Because if takes the pressure off and gets you thinking in this kind of hypothetical space.
Mm.
And the first question I ask at the start of a discovery call is, if we got to the end of the meeting today and you thought to yourself, this was good, I enjoyed it, this was a good use of my time, what would have needed to happen, right? Good question, because then the prospect builds it all out for you. Now, what I was then thinking was, what if you asked that before you booked a meeting? So what my team have been trying, I think your team might have been trying this out as well and seeing some really good results with, is getting to the point of saying, look, I suppose we have helped companies like yours before. If we did sit down and have a chat, what would make that a good use of your time? Or what would need to happen in that meeting for it to be a good use of your time? That kind of, you lay out what the meeting would look like if we had it. You lay out what you'd need to see in that meeting if we were to sit down. And then they say things like, well, I'd need to see a demo. I'd need to see how you integrate with this. I'd need to learn more about the financials. I'd need to do X, Y, Z. They start to list all the things. I'll start to pad out what that meeting needs to look like. And the close from here is very simple, Jack. Okay, that sounds reasonable. Have you got your diary there?
Oh, it's too good.
It's too good. Good.
A lot of our team have implemented this recently. We've seen some great results, meetings being booked. Expectations up front. I think it's great. I think it's really, really powerful. If someone's listening to this now and they're saying, I like the way that I do it, why should people be trialing this trial close?
Because if you've got an idea and I've got an idea, you always prefer your idea. So a meeting that the prospect has built themselves, or this kind of like forced agenda from the other side of like some of it's going to be useful, but some of it's going to be boring. Which one is more likely to show up and be enthused to sit there?
Exactly. And I love that about the word if. It just removes all that pressure. If.
The word what? Sorry, mate.
I'm saying the word if.
If. I-V.
No. I-F. If.
Say fuh, fuh.
Fuh, fuh.
Say eh, eh.
Eh.
Say if.
If.
Okay, we can work on this. We can work on this. But it's getting, mate, it's good to find things that can be improved.
Listen, mate, it's getting late. It's been a great episode of Trench Tips. Thank you for your wise. We do need the task. We do need the task, please. The task this week, obviously, we're approaching Christmas. Okay, we want to make everybody feel included. So what we want you to do is, there's a guy on LinkedIn called Chris Trainer. I want you to reach out to him via DM and just say, Merry Christmas, dot, 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 but why? With a question mark on the end. And see what he says back, because it is Christmas and we should include him within the Christmas spirit. Thank you. My name's been Jack David Frimpson.
I've been Zach Thompson.
See you next week.
Fuck.